Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
I have a very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are down, as players, we got to execute. Every day, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Hey, everybody. Tim Kawakami here. 49ers Plus Minus post-game show with the Athletics' Matt Barros. Apparently, the background isn't right. I don't know what I did wrong. We're just going to record this, Barros. Like the 49ers, we're just going to gut through it.
Plow through.
Everything isn't perfect. And Barros,
deal with it.
You're a delicate flower. You need everything perfect. But we're just one of the grittier, guttier, more resilient 49er victories, I think, in recent memory. I think both you and I were saying they had a shot at it. You never know in football, and Shanahan sometimes pulls stuff out, when he's undermanned, especially against Sean McVay. But no Brock Purdy, no Ricky Pearsall, no Juwan Jennings, no George Kittle, no Nick Bosa. There are others I forget. You lose your Yetur Gross-Matos and Khalil Davis in the game, since we know they're always going to lose people, and they throw the first punch. They get up 14-0 early. Mac Jones is just firing the ball very accurately, not long balls. And then they hold on at the end. They trail, they tie, they get into overtime, and then they hold them on fourth down when Sean McVay did not kick the field goal to tie it. I understood why, but fourth and one inside the 20, and they make a great stop. We can talk all about the details, but Barros, just your standard of gutsiness. Where was this? It was a 10 out of 10. Where were the 49ers?
Yeah, I mean, nobody picked the 49ers to win this. I mean, they were just on the ropes, one bad news thing after another. They just lost on Sunday, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just trying to think of a more gutty win than this. You know, they were down in the NFC Championship game a couple of years ago to the Lions, but that was almost the opposite for me because it was such a talented team.
Yeah.
Everything was going right, and they were just so kind of slow to begin those playoff games that year. This was the opposite, not a talented team. I mean, I was kind of thinking, you know, this probably reminds Christian McCaffrey of his Carolina Panthers teams. Like, just in terms of talent level, it was him and really not much else.
You know, Kendrick Bourne, what are you talking about?
I was about to say, it's funny because Kendrick Bourne and Mac Jones have a great rapport, a great chemistry. Obviously, they did. Kendrick Bourne and Brock Purdy did not have that on Sunday against the Jaguars, and it's because they played in New England together and because Mac Jones played with all these backup guys throughout the spring and the summer. He was the number two quarterback. He played with the number twos. This was a team of number twos today. and they, you said throwing punches. That's the theme. I mean, they showed fight. Alfred Collins threw a massive right cross. That was the gotta have it play. When's the last time that they had that type of defensive play? I guess they've had them all season, really, but not to that level of drama. I mean, that was literally on the 1 foot line. Kyren Williams was going in for his third TD of the game. That would have been it. I don't think the 49ers would have, come back from that one. So, really an impressive game. And Kyle Shanahan said that. The closing quote for my game story is what he said about his team. He said that he's really liked this team since OTAs. They show a lot of fight. They show a lot of heart. They show a lot of character. And I'm not sure he would have said that last year. It's a younger team. He saw rookies stepping up big time. Collins, Marquise Siegel was in on that last stand, fourth and one stand. Michael Williams playing injured, C.J. West playing injured character. That's the bottom line from this year's squad and certainly Thursday night's game.
Yeah, I was going to go right to last year where they did have injuries. They did give up these games. They did lose faith in games and in the season. And I just think that maybe that's part of this. It's like they felt that. They've talked about it. Shanahan's talked to them about it. He said in OTAs he got veterans together. It's like where was the energy in some of these games? And the new guys are giving them energy, and I think there is just this stubbornness with them. Like they don't want to feel like they felt last year. Still a long way to go, but also, by the way, Barrows, they did not make the special team screw-ups. The other team did. They made key plays. The other team didn't. There just were these things that happened in this game. Obviously, they needed every single one of them that did not happen last year. And I think it's notable, and also I think it's a result of them not happening last year and them being pissed off about it and Shanahan being pissed off about it. And that is something that moves this team forward. I mean, they're 4-1, 3 wins against division opponents, 2 of them on the road. They're closing games. This team feels like a playoff team. I just think we can say that again. Long way to go, many injuries to go, but they will get some guys back. They're 4-1. This is looking like a double-digit win team, maybe the best team in the NFC West. Whoever comes back, whenever they come back. And you just couldn't say that about last year's team. And I just think they should be proud of that. And we'll see where this goes. I'll take the big picture really, really fast. We can get back to it, though. I think they're earning the right for the team to try to trade for Trey Hendrickson. That's what I think. We talked about that, right? They got 1-1, maybe 2-1 over the next 3. I don't think we were counting this one as the win, but this is the win now. They go win in Tampa Bay. They're like 5-1. Like, you better be trying to get as good as you can. I do think the team has earned it. They obviously could really use another pass rusher. Once again, they didn't have a great pass rush. But, like, look who's going out there. It's Gibson, right? He was really one of their last defensive ends. They didn't have other people. They've earned this is a team that you can go for it with. And I think I thought that even before this one. And I would have said this at 5-4 or whatever it might have been. Now they're looking like this might be 6-3, 7-2. And I just think this is you reward the guts. You reward this sort of play by at least trying to get a guy like Trey Hendrickson. That's my big picture point. I didn't want to take the whole time with it, but
no, I mean, I totally agree with you. I was thinking the same thing during the game. I mean, think of the things that happened in this game. They lost 2 more defensive linemen. As you noted, Yetur Gross-Matos and Kalia Davis, and I think they both started. the game. So, and then they couldn't generate much of a pass rush with four rushers. You know, in fact, Gibson at least got his hand on Stafford a couple of times. That's better than what they've been doing to this point. So that's two things. The third thing is that they won the game. That's another reason to make the trade. And the fourth was what I just talked about Shanahan saying. I mean, if the head coach, the guy who, you know, drives the bus, has a really good feeling about this team, they're going to be more aggressive in pushing for a trade. Now, whether it's Hendrickson or somebody else, I don't know. The Bengals, since we discussed this a couple of weeks ago, they've only looked worse and worse. They seem, you know, heading for failure. I don't know how many more games they would have to lose for them to kind of make the opposite conclusion that the 49ers, like, we're not a special team. We should try to trade this guy and get something for him. And boy, I'll tell you what, I'm sure Trey Hendrickson was watching this game tonight. They all do. And I'm sure he kind of felt that energy, that positivity, that grit that we were talking about, and is thinking, oh, I would not mind being part of that. And they could use him. And that's the other part. One final one is that Alfred Collins has been playing better. He's going to be playing more now without Clea Davis. That punch out was a phenomenal play because he got double teamed initially. He's on the other side of the formation. And he comes barreling down the line, dives, and makes like the greatest.
Hits him in the face first, right?
Yeah, hits him in the face first. It was a wild punch, but it was an effective one. But it reminds me of the Justin Smith punch out in Philadelphia in 2011, which really kind of, you know, they were winning, but winning ugly until that point. The Eagles were, you know, supposed to be an all-star team, and the 49ers just wouldn't quit on that game, and Justin Smith wouldn't quit on that play, and they won it at the end. I wish I had written this now that I'm thinking about it, but it makes for a great podcast.
There you go. It's more about saving for the pod. I've said three better stuff on the podcast already.
I save my gold stuff for the pod.
Where the money is.
And then, you know, that turned into a special season. They probably should have gone to the Super Bowl that year. I won't bring up a certain punt returner. I'm getting that vibe. Like, this is a never say die type of team. And that's the type of team that you want to, as you said, reward by, you know, bringing somebody in to kind of fill that big spot that's missing right now.
You reward Fred Warner for
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What he's doing, you reward Trent Williams, but not just them, you know, everybody, that you're good enough that we should try to really maximize what this is. I always believe about it every season. I certainly believe this about what we're seeing. I will say, when you said Trey Hendrickson was watching it on TV like everyone else, he also was probably like everyone else going, what the hell is Al Michaels saying? But I don't want to be too mean about it, but wow, that was rough.
Yeah, Kirk had one too. I think he called Colton McKivitz Connor McKivitz at one point.
I'm used to that with Herb Street because he just doesn't know the pro game. I think Al's an incredible, incredible all-time announcer, but my God, that was rough. He had them ahead 5-0 at one point. He was thoroughly confused by the personal foul. There just were some things that was rough. But again, he's all-timer. I don't want to say too much, but that if that's what Amazon's Thursday night games are, because I think most I watch them with a sound turned down. Obviously, with this one, I did not. But anyway, that's another point.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
More rewards, more savings. With American Express Business Gold, earn up to $395 back in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select shipping, food delivery, and retail subscription merchants, including the $155 Walmart Plus monthly membership credit and $240 flexible business credit. Enjoy the benefits of membership with the Amex Business Gold Card. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/business-gold. Amex Business Gold Card, built for business by American Express.
Comcast is committed to bringing access to the internet to all Americans, including rural communities across the country, like Sussex County, Delaware.
We were being left behind. Everybody around us seemed to have internet, but we did not.
High-speed internet is one of those good things that we needed to help us move our farming, our small businesses, our recreation forward.
Learn more about how we're bringing our next-generation network to more people across the country at comcastcorporation.com/investmentinamerica.
Can I bring up a point that I know you want to talk about?
Sure.
Eddie Pinheiro was 4-for-4, including a 59-yarder.
Yep.
And imagine this game if they had stuck with Jake Moody. Yeah. I don't think they win it. I don't think they go for the 59-yarder.
No.
But he has yet to miss.
Mm-hmm. Now, he came close to missing.
He came close. And in fact, I felt like he was going to miss. I kept saying, okay, the streak can't go on forever. He's going to miss one of these. And boy, that thing just skimmed that upright.
Tell you what, how I say the ball goes up straight and stays straight. He was lucky because if that ball was moving at all, it was going to glance out left. It just stayed straight. And so it glanced through, but Shannon actually showed emotion after 59 yarder. He's like pumping his fist. Like, when have we seen him pump his fist after a kick? I guess the Moody 59 yarder to win the game, the exhibition game. That was the greatest kick of all time. That proved everything about him, except for he was cut in 2 weeks. I think Shanahan is liking this kicker, Barrow. So I'll just say, I think he's liking this kicker. And Cardi kind of reminded me of Moody, right? Extra point missed, blocked, 53 yarder way right. He was shaky, which is one of the reasons I really do believe that they went for it there is because you're not sure. This guy's had two kicks blocked previously, extra point blocked. He just looked shaky to me. So I get why he did it. I don't love it if you're trying to show off and look at us. We're a daring team. That's the part I don't love. The analytics people will love me if I go for it here. But I sort of got it. I sort of got the run. Wasn't a great – obviously, the 49ers blew it up. I don't know that either way was a guaranteed. It certainly wasn't guaranteed the way they did it, but I get it if you're not feeling good about the kicker. And that's the way Shanahan was coaching with Moody, right? It was like, I got to protect against the kicker because he's going to miss. You know, even if we get down there close, I don't know what he's going to do. That is not what the 49ers are feeling about Pinheiro. Now he did kick it in the end zone in the kickoff, but at some point that almost might be the way they're covering him now, Barrows. Maybe you just kick it in the end zone because you're coming out to the 32 anyway, and you might give up more. This is just a funky time for them, but the 49ers special teams were better than the Rams special teams. That you got to underline and mark that. Go first of all, how bad are the Rams special teams? Not good. And if the 49ers can gain points and gains yards on special teams, that's like a double bonus because they've been throwing them away for a year and a half now. Let's talk about Mac Jones.
Yeah.
The ball 49 times. I mean, he's like 39, 41, and 49 in his three games starting as a 49ers quarterback. He talked about how Shanahan was pissed off that they were underdogs. Now, I don't know why Kyle would be pissed off that they're underdogs when you have your entire offensive skill positions are not playing except for Christian McCaffrey. But that's okay. That's football. Guys get this little edginess. But he's like, we're going to let it fly. And, man, he lets Mac Jones throw the ball. There is a comfort there. And I know I'm not going to take it as far as Al Michaels took it, and he was basically calling this a quarterback controversy again. I don't know what the hell Al was doing on this broadcast. I do not imagine there's a quarterback controversy unless you disagree with me, Barros. But he does feel confident in Mac Jones, and so they can give Purdy maybe another week if that would be better for him not to play in Tampa. They can feel good if he gets dinged up again that Mac Jones can go out there and throw the ball. That's a huge thing. Obviously, Purdy's been missing some games here and there. This happens. He missed some games last year. By the way, 49ers were 0-2 in the games that he missed last year. They are now 3-0 in the games that he's missed this year. It's just a comfort level that you almost never get from your backup quarterback, and they got. Brock Purdy is the quarterback, but if they need Mac Jones, they're going to feel really good about it.
Yeah, if your point is that Mac Jones is – better than Brandon Allen, their backup the last 2 years. I'm totally with you there. To continue the punching theme, I mean, he was like Rocky today. I mean, yep. He was down a few times. His right arm even started to cramp up. I mean, that's how many times they threw the ball.
49 times.
Yeah, I think it was the most since C.J. Beathard had, a huge number back in 2018 when this was a bad team and they needed to throw the ball to come back in games and things like that. But for sure, I mean, it was gutsy by him. He just looked confident back there. He looked like he knew what he was doing. They realized he had no time, did not get great protection. Colton McKivitz, I think, has been really solid this year. He wound up on the practice report this week as well. He's got, I think it's a calf. So you got two offensive linemen with calf injuries. I don't think Dominic Pooney is 100% or anything close to it. He's on the ground quite a bit. They're beat up, and they're beat up on the line, and he's beat up. Mac Jones is beat up. And it was just a very bold game plan. We saw that on the opening drive. Flea flicker.
Yep.
Some really creative. I mean, Kyle saves his best stuff for Sean McVay.
SoFi Stadium. He likes to go into SoFi Stadium.
And there were some great calls. The first touchdown, or was it the second touchdown? I forget. It might have been the second. They were in 23 personnel. So they had two running backs and three tight ends on the field. And what do? They don't run the ball. They throw it to Christian McCaffrey for an easy touchdown. So
with a linebacker on him,
with a slow linebacker on him, and that's what they're looking for. I thought it was interesting that Ian Rappaport reported that looks like there's a good chance that George Kittle comes back next week. So the reinforcements could be on their way. Kittle, Pearsall, Jennings, chief among them. And I think that if it's a Mac Jones game, you play Kendrick Bourne. If it's a Brock Purdy game, you sit Kendrick Bourne. You play somebody else.
He's personal catcher kind of thing.
Exactly, yeah.
Literally personal catcher. Kendrick Bourne was fantastic. I don't know what the Rams defense was. They're playing Kendrick Bourne and MVS and whoever the hell, Jake Tongas, like they were going to sprint past them every single time. It was like it was like James Lofton and Cliff Branch or something, like Randy Moss. I just thought, like, what are you guys so afraid of? They're backing up, 8 yard pass, 9 yard pass, 12 yard pass. Give the 49ers and Mac Jones incredible credit and the receivers for getting open. And Mac really was in a rhythm and he's got some arm strength. That's one thing. Like,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's got a bad knee. He's falling backwards or someone's face, and he gets the ball to the right place generally. Full credit for that. But that Rams defense, like Herb Street was talking about it, and that's what I completely agree. Like, I don't know why they're giving away these 8-yard passes. They're just were giving them away. And I will say, like, one thing I always knew about Vic Fangio is he was not going to let average quarterbacks beat him with short passes over the middle. Let's put it that way. Now, he had great linebackers. That's what he does. But he sets it up so those guys can make the play and they just take it away. Those 9-yard gains kill you if you just let the quarterback. And then all of a sudden, he throws a 15-yarder and then a 5-yarder and then an 8-yarder. That's killer stuff. And the Rams are giving up. But again, there are quarterbacks who cannot take advantage of that. And Mac Jones absolutely took advantage of it with very nice accuracy. Purdy could have done the same, but Jones did it. Jones did it, and when he had to, in moments when that were just lined up for them to lose. And time and again, he got up, and he did not get hit on the knee, but he went down reaching for it like he was going to be out. The guy said, this does not look good. But then you looked at the replay, and he did not get hit. He didn't even land on his knee.
I think it had to do with the brace.
Yeah, it was like he was adjusting it. It could have been pinching him.
Yeah.
That seems to probably be what it was. So it looks bad, right? Guys reaching for his knee and hobbling, it looks like something's torn, and it maybe just was the brace was slipping down a little bit. But he fought through it. I have a feeling he might be playing in Tampa just because we might as well, if Brock is not 100% and you can make it worse, play Mac. And as I said about this game, I did say semi-pundit, and they kind of did by not playing anybody. You could lose the next game. Like, you could. It's not killer to go 4-2. Absolutely not killer to go 4-2. But maybe they win that one too, and then you just keep going with this. I would give Shanahan credit for having his backup quarterback ready. I give Mac Jones the backup quarterback credit for doing it. For Kendrick Bourne, all these. Tongas is a good receiver now, Bear. I was like, he's just a good receiver who was not covered on the touchdown pass, but he caught it. He ran it. He had other plays. There is a depth to this team. There is a just like, we're going to figure this out to this team. They still can't run it. They still cannot run the ball, but they are figuring this out. That just such a difference. I think you and I are both. I think everyone who knows this team is struck by the vast difference between a team that essentially quit last year. Right? I mean, essentially, understandably, but this team has reasons to give up some things, and it just is not giving up an inch. And that's what fans want to see. That's what coaches want to see. That's what we want to. You know, we value as winning. And they're providing it for the everyone who's watching them.
And Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Let's talk about the running game, because it has struggled to break off anything explosive. And yet McCaffrey went for like 130 yards from scrimmage on Thursday. He's gone over 100 in every game so far. So they're still gaining yards. And some of these pass plays he's getting are tantamount to running plays. It's the old kind of Bill Walsh, Roger Craig stuff. What's your take on it? We talked about this a little bit in the run-up to the game, but I got a lot of blowback from Twitter.
Uh-oh.
One thing I've learned is that Twitter's always right.
Yeah, I mean, you can't.
Twitter horde is always right. And it was about Christian McCaffrey losing a step. McCaffrey is not himself. He's not all that good anymore. He's not as good as he was in 2023. I still see it. His runs look fine to me. It just doesn't have anywhere to go a lot of the time.
Yeah. You don't, you know, it might be the only thing I could possibly say is after he's hit. Now, this is after he's hit. It's not like there's a giant hole and he's not getting through it. He's kind of squeezing through a hole, and at his best, and in 2023, he was right there at his best. You saw maybe like a sidestep, take a glance, and he just accelerates from there. I think that second acceleration might not be there. And he was otherworldly. Like, there were few running backs who could get into a hole, kind of take a hit, reestablish, and then take off almost as fast. Debo's like that. Like, that just acceleration after you've been hit. That might be a little less for him. But I don't think it's marginal. You know, it's hard to exactly say. There's still people around him. He's getting yards that other people wouldn't get. Like, some of those 4-yard gains would be 1-yard gains for most running backs. So that's something. That's power. That's something that he still has in his legs. And then you're seeing what, 90 receiving yards today? What was 85, whatever it was?
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's 82. That's a sign of having your legs. That's a sign of some speed. So, I mean, again, if there was anything, it would be the extra special thing that maybe McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley have in this league that he doesn't quite – and maybe Saquon doesn't have it either, by the way, if you're watching his games. This is really unique stuff, and maybe that isn't there. But everything else, to get first downs, to be available for your quarterback, that's there. I will say it was interesting that in some short yardage situations, they did go to Brian Robinson Jr. So Shanahan clearly feels like he's the short yardage guy. And I think Christian McCaffrey would not be happy with that, because I know Christian thinks himself as a short yardage guy. But maybe there's some difference there. It's not like Brian Robinson is an awesome running back, but he did get a key first down. Was that the fourth down? Whatever that was. Big run for, you know, they needed 1.5 and he got 1.5 or 2. But other than that, I think McCaffrey is just fine. I think he could be getting 100 yards rushing if there were lanes there. There just aren't. And yeah, as you said, he's proving it by getting these yards in the air. Like, if he was slow, he would not be getting open like he's getting open. He would not be able to kind of step through a guy or run around a guy when he's getting the ball in space. He's just not getting any space running the ball. This is not a great run blocking offensive line. It's just not. It held up okay on pass blocking. It was really good, I thought, in the first half. Pass blocking was less good in the second half. I think by that point, the Rams just realized, wait a minute, they're not going to run the ball here. We better just tee off a little bit. But it is not a great run blocking. Maybe because of the injuries you've cited. Obviously, there's no Ben Bartsch. It's funny that we're saying that, but it is a loss of the starter. Connor Colby did not look very good tonight, and maybe that's one of the reasons they were running right a lot more than they usually do, in my opinion, than they running left, because you usually try to go right through highway into 71. But now he's got Colby next to him. Do you see that one time where there was a down block and Trent's like behind verse? He's like, I got to block him when he's already in front of me. And he's like kind of looking over like what happened there. Obviously a rookie seventh round pick. There could be issues with that. Yeah. I don't think the run blocking is really good. I just don't. So it's hard for me to say, geez, that means that Christian McCaffrey's suffering. I didn't get any of those tweets, Barros. Jesus, for once, I didn't get anything. I did not hear any of this.
Might have been related more to something I wrote in a mailbag. But yeah, Twitter was after me.
If this was the case, wouldn't we see like Brian Robinson pop something? Or
McCaffrey averaged 2.6 yards a carry, which is. Robinson averaged 2.4. If Robinson was averaging a lot more than McCaffrey, I would buy into it more. But no one's running.
Or they might try to sneak Isaac Rendo in there, you know, to try to.
That's what I think they should do.
They are not going to do that.
We've been talking about that for a month. Grendo almost gave the ball up on a kickoff today. That's one area where the special teams, that's probably going to be the last thing that they get right is kick return. They're just so mid, as the kids say, kick returns right now.
They're hoping for a kickoff mistake. Like their best kickoff is when the kicker screws up and they take the ball.
That's my God.
It's a 35. You know, as this happens, because the Rams guy was doing the same stuff, right? He was kicking the end zone and they were kicking the end zone. You start a decent offense at the 35, it's two plays here in field goal range, especially with these kickers kicking 59, 60 yards. Right. It's like just two plays. It's like, boom, you're at the midfield. Boom, you're at the 40. Okay, now you can kick a field goal. So I wonder if that's the goal, is to try to liven up to get the points going. The 49ers have gotten some points this way, and they've given up, obviously, some points this way. It just dawns on me when I watch these teams take over 35, and if you're thinking, you know, the way we think, are they going to win, are they going to lose, what are the odds? You start at 35, you're thinking, okay, that's a score. Like almost like that's Matthew Stafford hits Davante Adams for 17, you're already in the other team's territory. It kind of speeds things up a little bit. The 49ers are not going to be a great special teams. They're just not. It's just, are they going to melt down? And they did not today. All right, Barros, anything else? This is a wild game. I don't know if we covered everything, but what did you think about Shanahan running the ball there at the end of regulation? They get the ball there too. That punt.
I saw your tweet. I was about to be one of the people that criticize you on Twitter. As far as why they're not running to the outside, I just think that down there, especially, you stand the risk of losing yards when you run to the outside, which McCaffrey did a couple of times. They have not done that outside zone very well at all. And the Rams are, you know, they know what to look for. They're good at stopping it. So I think that was the risk, is that you risk giving up a safety back there. So that's why they were running, you know,
Would you have thrown the ball there?
No, probably not.
Yeah, I could go either way. I mean, Mac was hot. You know, it's so much is based on your confidence level of the quarterback. But I did see the value in making the Rams burn all three timeouts. So you get it back to them with 40 seconds. And so they're at the 50 or at their own 45. Obviously, once again, it's three plays and obviously in close field goal range. But I did think making them burn the timeouts with under a minute left pretty much protects against you giving up the touchdown and losing. Maybe you're making it easier for them to get the field goal, but that's a tie. It goes into overtime. And I just dislike the idea, oh, yeah, then they're going to lose. Like, you can play defense. You can play defense. And I just disagree with, oh, you didn't let them win. No, you can win with your defense on the field.
And they did.
And they have, by the way, two previous times.
Right.
By winning on a defensive play. So I just knee jerk. Everyone loves going forward on fourth down. Everyone loves throwing it. And I understand. I'm not against it. I just am saying there are reasons not to be that risky also. And I got it. Now, maybe if you had a great play for Mac Jones to make a really precise throw, he had been making them. But if it's tipped and it's intercepted, you lose. If it goes incomplete, the clock stops, and you all of a sudden you give the Rams a timeout, then they're trying to go downfield, right? Then they're not just playing for the field goal. They're trying to get the ball into the end zone, and maybe you lose. I just don't like this, the knee-jerk part of it. It looked bad when they run the line, run a line, run a line, and it looks awful. But that's what we know now by watching. What if they popped one of those and got the first down run of the ball? I just don't love the, okay, it looked bad, so obviously those were bad calls. You make your choice. Everything has a percentage, and guess what? They turned out, and they won it with their defense. You can win games with your defense, and they sometimes Shanahan overplays it that way, but I respect that he does because he respects the defense. He does at some point say, okay, my defense is good enough that we can play it this way, and we will stop them, and they did.
The other thing, though, that they put at risk by the three inside runs is that you put a lot of pressure on your punt unit, which didn't do very well against the Jaguars on Sunday. And the Rams got a big return off of it that got called back due to a penalty. Mm-hmm. The penalty, yeah, technically it was a penalty, but, I mean, that probably doesn't get called six times out of 10. They just kind of beat up on Saron Neal. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that they caught a break there, or else the Rams would have been set up a lot better than they were towards the end there. But they won. If you win, it's a good decision.
Yep.
And they did.
Now that we know that they won, everything was good. If they lose, everything is bad, you know. And McVay was going on like he screwed up that play call because they on the 4th-and-1, they just, you know, run it right in the line. I don't know. I mean, Kyron Williams had been getting those yards throughout the game. He's a fighter, inside fighter, and I didn't hate it. You do have Stafford again. You could say Stafford go make a play, but. I don't know that that's a running play to get 1 yard is the worst decision in the whole world when you like your running back. So lots of different strategic things. I just am just going to argue with people who just automatically think that throwing the ball and going forward is the greatest thing ever when riskiness is so great. And like, hey, sometimes playing it close to the vest gets you a better chance. And we saw tonight when, you know, Shanahan did go for a fourth down several times in the first half. I just think, he felt there was a momentum game, and he wanted to keep it, and he had it, and I understand that. And the momentum carried him a long way, and then the Rams came coming back. But it was good for them to be up 17-7 when the Rams were coming back, because to score those points was very important to them. So all understood. They win. They're 4-1. They get the mini bye. You get the mini bye. And then they reassemble the bonus practice on Monday.
Oh, bonus off, practice. Love me some bonus practice.
Day off on Tuesday, and then they're back practicing, and they'll fly out to Tampa on Friday. They win that one. They are 5-1, and they are looking like a top three seed in the NFC.
They win
maybe,
that one.
Maybe a top two seed in the NFC.
They win that one, and it's welcome Trey Hendrickson. I'm heading to the San Jose airport.
It's already in my headline on my column tomorrow morning, Bears. As you know me, right? I can't help myself. This team is good enough to think it's one player away. It is good enough. Now, again, I wish I had written that. We're giving away all our best lines on the podcast, but might as well. What the hell? The podcast is what's going to last forever. You know that. So
that's right.
or save it for another column. I actually was thinking, like, should I just write this now? And I go, you know what? I'm going to write it now. This is what people are thinking. Let's see how far the 49ers can take this. And the farthest they can take this is going to be with a pass rusher to replace Nick Bosa. And there's one guy who was just sitting there who literally could replace Nick Bosa. So. All right, Barrows, 35-minute podcast, 11:22 p.m. We did it. This will be out tomorrow morning, but just know that we worked hard for you on Thursday night, but that's what we do. All right, Barrows, we'll do at least one during the week next week, and It'll be chock full of great information, just like this one, and all our best lines.
I'll give everybody a bonus podcast on Monday.
That probably will not involve me, but starring Matt Barros is always the way to go.
Solo cast.
Muddy the Waters reading will be right
there. You go.
All right, everybody, it's show for the day. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.